Yo, we're out here with our first podcast of the season. Vic and Justin out here. Say hi, Justin. Hi, the people.
What's up?
We're going to talk about some stuff going on in the NFL before the season starts, you know, keep you up to date and everything. So, some news. As most of you know, Ingram is suspended, so that should play out well for Kamara. We're going to talk about which position is deeper, running backs or wide receivers. We're going to go through a little bit of some average draft positions. We're going to talk about the rookies, some sleepers within the rookies, some sleepers as it is, and discuss other things as well. So we're going to get into just the positions themselves. So just I'm going to ask you a quick question. If you're drafting in the first round, are you more likely to pick a running back or a receiver just based on depth at the positions?
I mean, there's a lot less depth for the receiver position, but I normally go running back. In recent history, I've drafted Jamal Charles, Adrian Peterson, David Johnson, all as my first pick, and it doesn't work out for me, but I still do it either way. And I end up doing good in fantasy when I draft a running back, so that's probably the answer, I would say.
So when you look at the top, I believe it's 50. No, it's more than that. It's about 100. On Flea Flicker, they have their early rankings up right now. Definitely, I would go with running backs for like the first two rounds. If you're making a decision between picking a running back or a receiver in the first two rounds, other than maybe Antonio Brown in the top five, I'd argue you're taking a running back in the top five. Besides maybe Antonio Brown,
I would say that even though Antonio Brown is probably the best player in the league, you normally would go for a Le'Veon Bell or Todd Gurley in that spot.
Yeah, and then you go down and you get to like about 25, and that's when the running backs really start to drop off, and the receivers are still kind of flatline their way down. When you get to about like Emmanuel Sanders at 41 is a solid guy to have on your roster. He'll get stuff done. Randall Cobb will do decent. Richard Matthews, Cooper Kupp, Jordy Nelson, all those guys down there are definitely better than like Ronald Jones and Crowell and Deontay Foreman and all that good stuff.
Oh, I'll get into Ronald Jones later.
So yeah, I would definitely recommend that if you're sitting with probably like a top six pick, and there's going to be running backs available, just probably not the top five. With Gurley, Bell, Elliott, Johnson, and they got Kamara up at the five here right now.
Right now, I would agree with
that. He jumped up, I want to say he jumped up four spots last time I looked, since the Ingram announcement. He's ahead of Hunt, Fournette, Gordon, Dalvin Cook sneaking into the nine, and Barkley rounds out the top ten with McCoy and Freeman behind him. So that's that. And Julio, just a note, dropped to the number four receiver this year.
Who's above him?
Above him would be Hopkins and Odell at the three, followed by Michael Thomas, AJ Green, Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, Davante Adams, and Tyreek Hill. Let's round out the top ten just to give you a side-by-side comparison as to why you should be taking a running back in the first round, as you can definitely see the better picks are there. So we're going to get into some ADPs real quick before we move on to the rookies. So according to Fantasy Football Calculator right now, Zeke Elliott is the guy that's going number one the most.
This is
standard leagues, so
standard league, so it's different than PPR.
So it's different than PPR. Now the top three go Elliott, Gurley, Bell. Since we focus more on PPR, I would probably flip that completely and go Bell, Gurley, Elliott as my top three there. But the funny thing is in the low point, so the lowest the player gets drafted. Of course, these are all mock drafts. So the lowest Gurley's going is the fifth pick in the first round, whereas with Bell and Elliott, they're going in the sixth pick in the first round. So Gurley is the guy that's going the highest, but Zeke Elliott's going number one most often. Then it's followed by, so those three, are their average ADP would be 1-2. So first round, second pick. Right. Followed by Johnson and Antonio Brown, fifth pick. Kamara with the six. Hopkins at seven, and so is Barkley. And then 10 is Fournette and Odell, and everyone else kind of follows in behind that. You have guys like Julio going as early as the sixth pick, guys like Dalvin Cook going as early as the fourth pick, which is shocking. Somehow Davante Adams has been picked one. I don't know why. someone did it, and he's going as low as the second pick in the third round. So we're gonna move into Kamara and Ingram here. So Flea Flicker has Kamara as the fifth ranked running back.
Makes sense.
I believe he is right now a top eight pick.
He's 100%. I think no matter what, in my opinion, he was a first round pick. I feel like in a 12-team league and most 10-team leagues.
Now we look at Ingram. So this is an interesting thing here. Ingram falls all the way. Probably he would have been a back end first, depending on how big your league is, to like an early second round pick before the suspension. Now he's dropping. So this was most of these drafts took place before the suspension, but he was going in the first pick of the second round. And now his ADP has dropped from that to about the 11th pick in the second round, so the back end. And his low is about the second pick in the fifth round, which is actually kind of good value there, I would say, if you can get him in the fifth, based off of he has the 4-game suspension. They also have a week 6 bye, so you'll get him back for a game before they hit the bye again. And then you really don't know where you're going to end up with that at that point. Because half your season's already over by the time he gets back in week 7. And you also don't know. This is interesting because Kamara has had a maximum of 12 rush attempts in his career so far and 19 touches total. He's definitely going to get up by the 20 mark now, but I'm interested to see how he can hold at that point.
Yeah, I think that Ingram is going very high in most drafts. I don't think that he should be going in the second or third round in any league after the suspension, and especially that Kamara has a good 4 games to prove himself. That's the quarter of the season, and he in 4 games last year, it seems like he was doing good every like period of 4 games. So I think that if you draft Ingram, say 5th, 6th round, you're going to get a player who you'll probably keep throughout the season, but you shouldn't have drafted earlier than the 11th round.
All right, so we're gonna move on from that. I would agree. I wouldn't take him past the or before the 8th round. That's kind of like a benchmark.
For me, if you need a running back by like the 6th round and you haven't drafted a good running back yet, or if you haven't drafted a good running back 2 yet, then you take him at the running back 2 with another running back in the next round.
So we're going to move on to the rookies here. So we're not going to talk about Barkley just because he's the obvious guy here. So I'm going to ask you to give me one position player rookie that you think could have a fantasy impact besides Barkley, and why.
It's between 2 guys at the number one behind Barkley, because Barkley's the obvious number one. But I think it's between Darius Geis for the Redskins and Rashad Penny for the Seahawks.
Well, I got a question for you about Geis. Wouldn't you be worried about Thompson taking away like catches out of the backfield?
Thompson's coming off injury.
Still, Thompson's going to be the number one regardless.
I feel like also Kamara, he's another guy. He didn't really prove, like, he wasn't really proven as a top guy until like a little, like, kind of the midway point of the season. So Geis could still have that impact in the last 8-9 games.
My rookie would probably be Rashad Penny, and it's simple. I just base this off of he doesn't have the highest potential at all, and he's really not too great, to be honest with you, but he's in an offense with an offensive coordinator in Schottenheimer that likes to run the ball a lot. And even though they have probably a top 5 fantasy quarterback on their team in Russell Wilson, where they should be throwing the ball to a borderline tier 2 receiver in Doug Baldwin more often, they're going to run the ball, and the quantity at that point is probably worth more than the quality, because he's going to get the carries to do something, which is why he would probably be on a good radar in like the 6th, 7th round if you need some risk and some high reward there, because you might be able to get it there. But other than that, he's really not going to provide much. He's just a quantity guy, and if he pans out, he pans out. If not, he not, and they're just going to move on.
I think Rashad Penny's a very good player. Pete Carroll already said that he plans to put, he sees Penny as a guy who can play all three downs, which they obviously had a lot of faith in Penny, not taking a guard who was on the board like Will Hernandez at that point, which that's easily their biggest need behind corner. I saw running back as probably a third-tier need because even though they don't have great running backs, they have a bunch of running backs on their roster where I feel like they could have found like a Chris Carson or a CJ Procise, and they could have been the number one. But Penny, obviously, Pete Carroll has a lot of faith in him. The GM has a lot of faith in him to draft in the round one when they probably could have got him. Probably, I think in round three they could have got him because there is a lot of running backs who are better than him, but he's not bad at all.
So give me a guy, not a rookie, a guy that you see could provide solid fantasy numbers, or just a guy that could break out this year in the whole pool of everybody.
I think by the end of the season, Marlon Mack is going to be looked at as a top 10 running back. I think he's going to be that good. They did just draft the best lineman by far in the draft in Quentin Nelson. And he proved himself a little bit last year as the backup. I think he started a couple games, but he was behind a veteran running back, most likely a future Hall of Famer in Frank Gore, so he wasn't going to take that role as a number one, but I think he's going to very much prove himself this season.
Mine would probably be Allen Hurns on Dallas.
He was my number two.
Mainly because he's going to get a lot of looks in an offense that doesn't really have that good of a receiving core, to be honest. And they're going to need to find another way to spread the ball around besides running the ball with Zeke because, you know, you can't run the ball in every play.
And with the loss of Jason Witten.
Yeah, the loss of Witten's big. Dez is gone. Switzer, who could have been a nice little slot guy, they traded him. So they really got nothing going on over there. So besides Cole Beasley and I don't even know, is Terrace Williams still there? I don't even have any idea if he's still there.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But he's going to be the guy. So he's going to get the targets and he could provide you a good flex spot even on your bench. I wouldn't expect him to be a wide receiver too, but he can give you some flex points, plug and play, off the bench type guy.
Yeah, the only problem I see in Allen Hurns is that he has Dak Prescott throwing to him, who's obviously not the best throwing the ball. He's more of a run first quarterback, which I don't think is great in the NFL today, but I mean, it happens. There are players like that, and Hurns is obviously, he's the one, the number one, no matter what, though. So Dak's going to be throwing to him a lot, and I think he's going to do all right.
All right, well, that's all we got for today. So we'll be back next week, talk more in depth about where we would pick guys, maybe even do a mock draft next week. We'll see how it goes from there. We'll keep you updated through the loop. And as always, get ready for that season, win that money. Deuces.